Welcome to the Amaya Mayette Show, where she's going to tell you all the shit they don't tell you about leadership.
So welcome to this series that is titled Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You. My name is Amaya Mayette, and as you will soon see, I am going to tell you the shit that people don't tell you. Now, I'm going to tell it to you based on my experiences and those of others that I've worked with. This is not an academic conversation. This is boots on the ground, showing up in the court of life and understanding what makes a difference, okay? Now, this is all about leadership. Now, the corporate industrial complex, I may be one to create that term, would have you believe that unless you're in a leadership role, you don't need to worry about leadership. But I am here to tell you that is an utter and complete fabrication, untruth, lie, whatever other words you want to use, okay? Leadership has nothing to do with the position or the title that you hold. Now, yes, there are appropriate positions, titles, where you are leading people, you're leading organizations, and those are leadership positions and titles, but that's not leadership. That is under the umbrella of leadership. Now, I want to talk about the definition. I've got a couple of dictionaries. The first one is Webster's Dictionary of 1828. Believe it or not, that dictionary is much more depth and description than our current dictionary. That's a whole nother podcast, y'all. I'm not even going to go down that road right now. But anyway, when I looked up the word lead, because they don't even have leadership in 1828, they have lead. Let's take a look at some of the ways they describe what does it mean to lead. To guide by the hand, to guide or conduct by showing the way, to direct, to conduct to any place, to conduct as a chief or commander, implying authority to direct and govern, to precede, to introduce by going first, to show the method of attaining an object, to induce, to prevail on, to influence. That is what it means to lead. Now, the definition that we have in just Merriam-Webster, I mean, it's not bad. It just doesn't have that richness of what I just read in Webster's 1828. And what it says here is to guide on a way, especially by going in advance. So if I was to look at all of that, right, to lead means to show the way, to go first, to innovate, to influence. But the to go first part is powerful because guess what is required of leaders, which is, by the way, each and every one of us, to be a leader in our life means to guide, to show the way, to go first, just using a few of those. So if you are not a leader in your life, do you really think you can be a leader of people? If you are not a leader of yourself, can you lead people? Well, we know there are lots of people in leadership positions that are not leaders of themselves, and they really suck at leading organizations and people. I can actually track every leader that I've interacted with personally and tell you through conversation, through observation, which ones did not lead themselves in their own life. So I'm saying this to you because no one ever told me that in order to be a great leader, I must first learn to lead myself. Now, what does that mean to lead oneself? Well, I like to break it up into three areas: being, doing and having. And as we go forward, we will just call that BDH, okay? And I am going to go in depth in what that means in some of our next episodes, but I just first want you to get that if you are not taking on leading yourself, being the CEO of your life, why would anyone else want to be led by you? Signing off, this was episode 1 of Leadership, The Shit They Don't Tell You. I hope to see you at the next one.
Holy shit, Amaya, that was so fucking good. That is so good. That is not a video cast or a video scribe. That is like a podcast episode. Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful, Amaya. The energy, the words, beautiful. I'm going to edit this week. I want you to do episode 2. I know you're familiar with the dollar, right?
The dollar?
Yeah. Amos's podcast, The Dollar.
I don't know if I mean, I've seen his podcast, but I don't know that I've heard, knew the name was The Dollar.
Okay, hold on.
Girl, did you see his last one where he talked about dating?
I heard it from, yeah, I heard it.
I text him, I'm like, I put pineapple on my fucking pizza, dude, okay? That is not a good example.
Join us for the next episode of Leadership, The Shit They Don't Tell You.